A storied member of Coquitlam's lacrosse past is being honored by its young future stars. The Trevor Wingrove Memorial Lacrosse Tournament faces off this weekend at the Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex and the Poirier Forum. The competition features 28 teams in 5 divisions, boys U13, U15 and U17, as well as girls U15 and U17. Along with top teams from the host Coquitlam Minor Lacrosse Association and others from across British Columbia, there will also be 5 teams from the United States and 1 from Edmonton. The former Dogwood Tournament was renamed in 2011 to honor former Coquitlam lacrosse star and city corporate manager Trevor Wingrove, who died earlier that year. Wingrove was a part of 8 championship teams when he played for the Coquitlam Atanacs Intermediate, Junior and Senior teams. He was twice named the most valuable player for the Junior Atanacs, and when he joined the senior team in 1989 he was its Rookie of the Year. He followed that up in subsequent seasons with more trophies as the team's most courageous and inspirational player and 2 more awards as its most valuable player. Wingrove's playing career ended after he severed his Achilles tendon in the 1993 Man Cup, but he also coached and refereed. Along with the Memorial Lacrosse Tournament, Wingrove's legacy has been recognized with the naming of a street in Town Center Park to Trevor Wingrove Way. His number 23 jersey was retired by the Junior Atanacs in 2013, and an annual bursary is awarded to a male student athlete who exemplifies leadership, performance, dedication and sportsmanship. This year's winner is Chase Hansen, who will be studying criminal justice and playing lacrosse at Lander University in Greenwood, South Carolina, next year. As well, Kira Scott is the first recipient of a new bursary for female student athletes that's named after Les Wingrove, Trevor's father, who was a longtime volunteer, coach, manager and executive in the Atanacs organization until he died suddenly in 2018. Scott is headed to Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, where she'll study kinesiology and play soccer. The bursary awards will be presented at a ceremony on June 7 at the Evergreen Cultural Center. Tournament play begins Thursday evening with a full schedule of preliminary round gets scheduled through Friday and Saturday. Playoff and championship games go Sunday, June 4. Admission to all games is free. For more information and a link to the schedule, go to the tournament's website.